Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. BarbaraWeltman.com, WELTMAN.com is her website. You can find all of her books there, including her ebook, her living book, I should call it, Smooth Failing, and among other books, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2015, and all the other associated books with that, and many others that she's written. Just go to her website, sign up for her daily tip, which she sends out every week. It's world famous, and as is she. She's our good friend Barbara. Thanks again for hanging out with us. I'm curious about something, Barbara. You've been involved in the whole tax environment now all these years, and what's going to happen to the IRS? Have you contemplated the future of the IRS? I mean, it's been under the gun recently because of its being allowed to be influenced politically. I mean, some of the things that happened, we still don't know all the details. I hope they continue to get to that with Lerner, Lois Lerner, and her bunch. The ability for the IRS to be influenced politically is really scary. Now they've already got more work than they can do. The tax code's getting crazier and weirder all the time, and now Obamacare's on top of that. Barbara, isn't this a train wreck, a meltdown waiting to happen?
Absolutely, and we're close to it, actually.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's just unbelievable. If you see the National Taxpayer Advocates report for 2014, which came out a few weeks ago. This is what she's talking about, and she's talking about the taint that came about because of the political decisions related to granting or not granting tax exemption to certain groups, and the burden that the IRS now has because of the penalty. Now, in proposals to replace Obamacare, there would be no mandate, so it would just be making coverage available to everybody, giving tax credits to make it affordable, but no penalty.
That would just be a calculation, not an enforcement.
Exactly, and therefore that would take a big burden off IRS. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have to enforce it. How they're going to enforce it? Do you know that they can't? Even with the penalty, they can't enforce it.
They can
use it as an offset if you owe a refund,
right?
But they can't put a levy. They
right.
can't do a collection. There's nothing they could do. It's the stupidest thing. I mean, who?
If you already, if you pay all your taxes correctly, you don't ever get a refund, and you pay your taxes like you're supposed to, you could mount up thousands of dollars in penalties, and nobody would have to pay.
Correct. that's the way it stands now.
And in Washington, that kind of makes sense to them, doesn't it?
I don't know.
In bizarro world, that makes sense, doesn't it?
I guess so. I don't know.
But think about, when I think about the small businesses, you and I are kind of tongue-in-cheek in here, a little joking about it a little bit. But when I think about small business owners who need answers, who get themselves into a bind and they want to work out of it, they want to try to solve their problems. Small business owners that work out a compromise. You've worked on these things where small business works out a compromise to pay the back taxes, and then they try to settle up and know where they are, so they know how to kind of plan the cash flow and all that, and they can't get anybody to give them good answers.
Now
they can't. It's crazy, and so.
I have no clue where the administration is with respect to thinking about. I mean, we all know the importance of small business to the economy in terms of employment and job creation,
revenue, and GDP.
And yet, we seem to be invisible to Washington.
Yeah.
They just there are some people in Washington who get it, but for the most part. We don't have a big enough voice, I guess,
and
or
sadly,
pay enough
Barbara,
money.
Sadly, it's not just Democrats.
No.
It's the political class.
It's the political class because we don't, I guess, as small business owners, we have some lobbyists, but we don't do trips and pay
off
and
own,
stuff
Bobby,
like
it's
that.
It's our own fault. You know why? Because we don't get behind the organizations that you and I both know, Karen Kerrigan's Small
Business
and Entrepreneurship Council.
So we have to do Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council.
SBEcouncil.org and others. And there are a number of other groups
there. There are others that are working
We don't
for
get
us.
Behind them and give them and pay some dues and give them the funding they need to defend us. It's our own fault. If small businesses ever got organized, Barbara, we could rule the world.
Mm-hmm.
BarbaraWeltman.com. Hey, Barb, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Oh, a pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.